just identify as a nationalist. I'm a citizen of the world, even though that might be to some people, you know, a kind of homelessness. I feel comfortable in the world, and I mean, I would say that, you know, with No Territory Band, the band that preceded Motherless Dollar Quartet, the narrative arc of that band was, you know, write the music, start the book, hire the band, make the record, go on, you know, do a few shows in home, and then go on tour. And we did. We went to France and premiered a music festival in Trignac in August of 2018. And that was a blast.
The Motherless Dollar Quartet comes in a way from the No Territory Band. And similarly, it's international in some of the music you play. You were mentioning how West African Voltic sounds.
Oh, certainly. That's Voltic is from the new record, or the record of last year. There's a Hole in the Wall in the Bucket by No Territory Band. Voltic was my what I eventually got around to after processing a trip that I had taken to Ghana almost a decade ago, or over a decade ago now. And it takes a couple different lines and sets them against one another without striving to resolve them. I went to a very culturally specific event, a funeral, you know, so it was in the style of, in the traditional way of laying down your folks, and witnessed the ensemble and dancers at this ritual interact like these two lines. It didn't seem like they were logically connected, but every so often they would link up, and it was sublime.
What do you mean that the Motherless Dollar Quartet is a new way for you to be a composer?
The tunes are meant to be, you know, some sort of, are built on patterns, tonal and rhythmic patterns that, you know, repeat and loop, but don't necessarily have to link up, right? That's the lines from Voltic, right, that I mentioned. Another of the pieces that I think is emblematic of that is this, actually is one that comes out of my experience from Ghana. Skull and Bones is taking a few different lines, again, putting them alongside one another and seeing what happens when they get going. The ensemble will typically finds some way to pair them up, and it's always like, it's always, I believe, and I've said this twice now, sublime, that moment, those moments where things connect, and then it's gone again.
We're speaking with Davu Seru, who leads the Motherless Dollar Quartet at the Ice House in Minneapolis, Mondays, February 18th and 25th. You were saying earlier, Davu, that the music you're writing now connects somehow with the North Minneapolis of the 80s and 90s that you've experienced.
Yeah. As an artist, I am charged in part with making sense of my own life. And so I go home a lot in the music. I mean, there are a lot of references to things that were real for me as a kid in a community that has changed a great deal since I left in 96. North Minneapolis, I carry it with me, just like I do Frogtown, where I live now, you know, in St. Paul.
In that context, talk about Situated So.
Situated So is a tune that begins as a sort of chorale for horns, moves into a very loose and open blues, which is how I think about the blues. It's dirty, it's rusty, it's dusty, it's funky, it's the screeches and the squawks left in. That's at least what's most familiar to me in blues. And so there's that, with occasionally these lines that come in without notice. Members of the band are assigned roles for cueing different parts, and so somebody will be playing and your attention, the point of view, will be focused on one player, but then all of a sudden something happens behind them that you weren't expecting at all that shifts what's happening in the solo, right? So it's also, as a blues, most like the music I grew up listening to. So on black radio stations, and because my family, there were no musicians in my family, and so most of my access was through the radio.
Motherless Dollar Quartet in residence at the Ice House in Minneapolis, Mondays, February 18th and 25th. Shows start about 8 p.m. For information, icehousempls.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.